New Jersey lawmakers are asking the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey to explain lane closures on the George Washington Bridge in early September. New Jersey Public Radio's Sarah Gonzalez explains the closures caused huge traffic jams and surprised government officials.
Usually, if roads are going to be blocked off in a city, local police and city officials are notified in advance.
The SNOM protocol, as I understand it, as a former sheriff of Bergen County, yes.
Gordon Johnson is an assemblyman representing parts of Bergen County.
There's going to be construction or a change in traffic patterns. They notify the police and also the elected officials in those surrounding towns.
That didn't happen ahead of the five-day lane closures on the GW. Commuters were never informed. They were sitting in traffic for hours. And the city of Fort Lee, where the bridge is located, was a parking lot. The Port Authority later said lanes were closed because a traffic safety study was being conducted. But two top Port Authority officials, Patrick Foy and Bill Baroni, backed away from that statement after a board meeting in Jersey City. They were asked who was conducting the traffic study.
Matter under review. When we have something to announce, we will. Next.
If they knew why the lanes were closed.
I'm going to defer to Pat's statement from a second ago.
If there even was a traffic study.
The matter is, as Pat has said, I'm just going to defer to what Pat has said a second ago.
And if Governor Christie's top appointee in the Port Authority made the decision to close the lanes.
Again, matter under review. When we have something to announce, we will. Anybody else?
It's being internally investigated by the Port Authority. That's all they would say. During the lane closures, the mayor of Fort Lee, Mark Sekulich, sent a letter to the Port Authority saying that after days of no response, he was left to think the action was punitive. Many have suggested the closures were a punishment because the mayor didn't support Governor Christie's reelection. State Senator Loretta Weinberg, who was asking for more transparency from the bi-state agency, said residents are suspicious because they aren't getting any other answers from the Port Authority.
Until they give us straight answers, there'll be a lot more conjecture about it.
For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.